percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
I love the news this week. It's just perfect for what I have to talk about. I scheduled Stan Seba from Kansas MUFON, and somebody opened up the whatever it is out there, the space garage door, and all week long, we've had MUFON UFO reports. You go to UFO Stalker, you'll find a few, but I've got some for you. In the meantime, though, this is Halloween weekend. Boo. Got your coffee. I got the cutest little need coffee picture of a ghost. Somebody sent it to me. There's a little ghost with the cup of coffee. It says, I had a busy weekend knocking on walls. Never mind. Okay, fine. I'll post that like it was posted to me on wendyscoffeehouse.com. Hope you had a great week. We were thrilled because the Weston Ghost Tales and the Ghost Walk was sold out, and they got prime time. Well, next door to prime time. Verna Cowartz, who owns Weston, the Main Street Galleria, has lots of friends up there. And, of course, most of them have ghost tales and stuff to share. But the really cool thing is, and remind people that when they're talking about ghosts, people who live in towns with buildings that are haunted, it's 24/7 every day of the year. This isn't just a Halloween thing. So when they went up with Kathy Quinn from Fox 4, they did a little interview with the guy, Jeff, who's one of the co-owners of the house, the Weston, I'm not house, but the retail store, Weston Bend Candle Shop. Fabulous candles. They smell terrific. The activity they have there is ongoing. And the cool thing about this, and we're talking about this because it's Halloween weekend, okay, they had lived, or they'd been in the shop in the middle of the block. And the deal with that one was it had been an alley, and it was converted to store space when they ran out of room. It was a business boom at that time. They ran out of room. They converted that place to store space. Been there a long time. So then now that the shop that took that over smells fantastic because the candle smell just permeates the wall. Okay, so when they moved to upgrade their shop, they wanted a corner location. So right down the street, they moved to the corner. And within just a few, you know, days, hours after moving in, they started having activity. Activity as in somebody poking you in the side, things moving, candles being tossed out of little buckets that they're in, things like that. Now, he immediately said, okay, there's something going on. She said, no. Finally, after two or three things, she did see something. Her son was walking toward them, and she saw him be basically what he felt, he was grabbed, and she saw him lose gait, and she's like, whoa, okay, that was like a maybe, I think so. But then she was sitting in a chair, and something pulled the back of her hair really hard enough that it made her eyes tear. That was the final, yes, there is something here moment. Anyway, that's the candle company, and it's nice to hear people actually talk about what they've experienced and have a place that you know this is haunted. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, but it is a way of saying, yes, there's something else going on here. And there have been a few stories out this week saying if you see a ghost, it's just some kind of a medical condition. Okay, well, tell that to the folks who got their hair pulled and got poked in the side. All right, that's not medical. Well, it could be, but it's three different people who've had these experiences. Plus, there's somebody else who's gone in there, and she, apparently the ghost likes to play with her and throws the candles on the floor. She'll turn around, she'll put a candle back in the bin from being on the floor, turn around, and then it will be right back on the floor where it was. Okay? Ghost? Leave it up to you. Go visit Weston. In the meantime, the UFO stuff went crazy this week. First, I wanted to say right off the bat, the strange messages that we have been hearing from the stars, possibly from scientists, are aliens. Scientists say, now, they don't want to say for sure, but they say they can't explain it, and the signals are encouraging. Okay? That was mainstream news. I love it. Anyway, the new study, this is how they're looking, this little teeny tiny itty bitty speck of sky. Modulations in 234 out of 2.5 million stars. And they're saying that the tiny fraction of these seems to be really odd that they're behaving in ways that they cannot explain, have no clue what's going on, but they do think there is a really strong potential that this is an alien, and in other words, an organized type of phenomenon that isn't just a random thing. Okay, yeah, there's so much sky out there. How many galaxies? I like the thing that it says when you're looking up at a star, what we consider to be stars, it's actually a galaxy because they're it's much larger than we can fathom at this point. A woman during the week recorded something that she thinks was a UFO hovering over her house. Multicolored light broke her video camera. She said there were, and you can see the footage. This is on, of course, the internet, YouTube. There's a humming noise. She thought it was really cool that it was lighted and had multiple lights, but the humming noise was what got her attention. So when she tried to record it, then that's when it messed up the camera and broke it. Okay. Having had my own experience with this thing, when you try to take pictures, sometimes they just aren't there. And so you get a clue that they're there, and they're 1 minute they're there, but it does do funky things with your eyes. I looked up at one point thinking there was one up there, and then had flashes in my vision afterwards for a while. And somebody said, oh, that was just a little blood vessel that burst. Well, the coincidence was I was looking up and there was something there and then this happened. And okay, yeah, it's a coincidence. So anyway, you can see that one. It's at Starlings of Light, Starlings, Sussex County, Delaware, October 16th. All right, so there you go. She's got that one. Now, there's apparently Phoenix has had more action. And they're trying to figure out if that's legit or not. And they said, no, these are more unexplained lights. And this is Gilbert, southeast of Phoenix. And then another spotting 70 miles away in Globe. So we're going to ask Stan about these two to see if he's got any info on it. But so far, they're not getting any official response from Sky Harbor or the Air Force Base. Okay. So it's... something is messing with us just in time. Did I hear my music? Yeah. It's messing with us. I wonder if it's Halloween weekend and this is what it's all about. Charlotte UFO sighting, South Carolina. This stuff is going crazy. All right. Just a little fodder for you. In the meantime, they've got the new bat can up just in time for Halloween. I love this. Explore.org. All right. Want to go see the new bat cam. Up close and personal. Going to come back with UFOs. MUFON, UFOs, Kansas style. Stan Seba next on Wendy's Coffee House.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Lights flickering, feeling an occasional draft. Afraid to go to the basement because it smells too ghastly. Let Eric's Energy do a whole house energy assessment to locate the energy draining skeletons in your closet. Install quality conventional solar, geothermal, or other energy-saving technologies for a happy, comfortable home. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. ericsenergy.com. That's ericsenergy.com.
Unchained. Unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Saturday morning wake-up call, 6 a.m., Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Unexplained, from the paranormal to the supernatural to the just downright miraculous. My guests have amazing stories. You can check them out in the archives. Coming up, Penny Kelly. She had a Kundalini awakening, and she also has an incredible story about the men in robes. Eben Alexander, the neurologist who basically legitimized near-death experiences. Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Or check the podcast archives, wendyscoffeehouse.com.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org. We'll be right back.
Listen to me. Just shut off your computer game, shut your TV off, and get to the edge of hell and give yourself a real adrenaline rush. Wait, these people did. Let's see how they liked it. How do you feel right now?
It was great, man. What a rush.
Very, very, very scary.
Don't try it.
Head spinning.
I'm scared. I was horrified. Oh my God, it was so scary. No, I don't want to be in the back.
I was scared the whole time.
She just kept screaming in my ear. I was like, oh man.
There's some freaky stuff in there, man.
I'm still shaking, so that might tell you a little.
Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
She's like, ah!
My stomach's still a little weird feeling.
I mean, how'd you feel?
My heart feels like it's coming out of my chest.
Like I'm not gonna survive.
It's crazy.
My heart was beating real fast.
I'm hot. I'm sweating.
Take my advice. It's the most fun you'll ever have scaring yourself to death. Make your heart pound. You're gonna leave exhilarated. It's the edge of hell under the 12th Street Bridge.
Go to kcbeast.com or edgeofhell.com for tickets and calendar.
Do you believe in ghosts? Join us for Spooky Tales and Celebrated Haunts in Weston. Main Street Galleria hosts three nights of spooky fun and a haunted history lesson with Weston's most famous phantoms. Enjoy dining with ghosts, followed by a walking tour of the most active paranormal hotspots. You might even snap your own orb selfie. One of the most haunted towns in Missouri. You'll never walk alone in Weston. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and reservations. Book early.
Furry friend, find your Halloween stash. Get him to Rockhill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rockhill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Chocolate can be fatal to dogs, so get your furry checked out immediately if he's gotten into your goodies. Contact Rockhill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I don't know if I should say boo or what. UFOs aren't the same kind of boo. I do need to say, Weston, that the Ghost Tales is sold out. All right, if you missed it, next year, or just go up and shop, because we told you about the Weston Bend Candle Shop. It is haunted. There are a few other places up there, too, so you can check out the website, find out more. I wanted to get into the UFO thing, because I've had my own experience. I know other people who've had, too, and it's sometimes, you know, there's no place to talk about this, so why not do it on the radio? because if you're listening, you may have had something like this, and you didn't know where to go and who to talk to about it. All right, we've got Stan Seba, the Kansas MUFON head honcho. And fortunately, he's up and raring to go this early in the morning on a Saturday. Hi, Stan. Stan, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad you're awake. Yay.
Well, I'm glad I'm awake, too. I appreciate the chance to speak with you over the radio. And I do have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Could you talk about the experience that you had?
Which one?
With UFOs that you just mentioned.
Okay. I've had more than one. The one I actually reported was one that was in a in the house, and I was asleep halfway, waking up with the dog barking at something. He was growling at the corner of the room by the window. And I'm just thinking, okay, be quiet, raccoon, something outside. And what happened at that point was that I opened one eye. And I'm half, like I say, half in, half out. And I open one eye, and I realize there's this little light thing up in the corner of the room, and it's about the size of a dinner plate with about 13 or 14 red, the size of a light bulb, red lights, and then in the center, green lights. And this is inside, right inside the room, about 6 inches from the ceiling, 12 inches from the window. And I'm... The more I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm seeing, I just called it like a Christmas tree UFO. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm seeing. And the minute I started to focus to get, you know, to really wake up and focus on this, it shifted. And it went outside because I could see the lights coming through the mini blinds. I could see the red and green through the mini blinds. This one I reported because that was a real clear front and center. And the dog let me know. So it wasn't me dreaming. It wasn't a vision. It wasn't some kind of and I'm not on meds. So, but that's the kind of thing, you know, that's all the questions you ask. Okay, so what's wrong with you? No, nothing's wrong. It's just that when I finally focused, I couldn't get any more information from that, and I had to write it down because I knew I would forget it. It's just that, you know, it's so incredible and mind-blowing when you have that experience that it's, you know, it's hard to reconcile it. Makes sense?
Yes, yes.
So that was one of them. But anyway, that's the really the most visual. The others have been. We did take a picture of one over the house. It looks like a little white star. Oh boy, that wasn't. and then the other one was a verbal. It was a verbal experience, and it was a kind of a. There's an androgynous voice, and you can't tell. It may be mechanical. It may be just because of the way it. The way we register it, but I was given a warning that I would have this visual. And this is a telepathic warning, of course, this stuff that, you know, and said that you have to, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I'm like, I've been through stuff before. I'm fine with that. I'll be okay. 3 o'clock in the morning when I heard this voice in the corner of the room say my name, I felt from the toe, the tip of my toes to the top of my head, that immediate gun. I could feel myself freeze. And I knew right then I blocked it. And then I, you know, that telepathic thing of, ha, ha, ha. I guess you need to deal with your fear, don't you? So those are, I did not report that because that's too, I'm telling you. But but those incidents happened within a 3-year period. So it's just, that's why I want to talk to you about it, because this is, you know, one of these things that people have different types of experiences and they tend to write them off because, well, it's too weird. I can't explain it. I know what I experienced, and nobody else is going to make it go away because for me, these things are they have some legitimacy. I've had other experiences, and I'm comfortable with that. But this is why you're here, because some people aren't, and they've got a place to go if they need to make a sighting report.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I mean, MUFON is the largest volunteer organization. Investigating UFOs in the world. Specifically, we do use scientific method. We do consult with as many professionals who are willing to dip their toe into this pool of ufology. One thing that, as you pointed out, that I'll point out also, I'll reinforce it, there are a lot of people who do have experiences, and these experiences are wide across the spectrum. You can't just lump it into one type of thing of, you know, people saw lights in the sky or people saw a saucer or people saw a triangle. With your experience with the light in your bedroom, that one I'm kind of curious about. I mean, the light that you saw through the window, actually. But
no, it's both. It was in the bedroom, and then it shifted. As soon as I tried to focus, it went outside the house. So it either, you know, dimensionally shifted, went through. It did not. Nothing in the room changed except the positioning of that little dinner plate.
Wow. Okay.
It was inside. This one I did report, so it's documented. It's on the website. I think Mike McCord's the one who took the report.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But, I mean, you'd be amazed. I mean, I know that I am with the number of reports that we have of that nature. People will see a light, and, of course, just like you said, of course, it's when they're asleep, they open their eyes, and once they become fully awake, they realize that there is something in the room, and then, as you just said, the light will shift outside. And there are many people who do jump up and either grab their phone, or if they have a camera nearby, they'll try to take pictures. The only problem with taking the pictures of the video is, of course, if you don't have a tripod and seeing something, you know, amazing like that at the spur of the moment, you know, you do get shaky photos. You do get shaky videos. And fortunately, we do have a number of video and photo analysis that we can, analysis people, that do make it their job to determine what is seen in many of the videos. One of the people that we relied on, especially with Kansas MUFON, is Dr. Bruce McAbee, which many people may recognize his name. He's been doing photo analysis for well over 40 years. He's about ready to retire. Unfortunately for us, many people have picked up what he is doing with the photo analysis of strange things in the night sky or in the skies. I'm just amazed at what he can come up with. So if you did submit the pictures and the video one way or another, we can have him take a look at it or take another look at it, or we can have quite a few other people within MUFON take a look at things and see if we can determine exactly what it was.
And some of that's so funny because, you know, everybody wants a picture and everybody wants some kind of physical documentation. I knew the minute the thing shifted from inside my house to outside, it did not want its picture taken.
Yes, unfortunately, that does happen. There are times, though, when people have been able to snap pictures, and whether these objects or the entities controlling them want their picture or not, every once in a while, well, I'm guessing they're like humans, that they can make mistakes, too. If they have any ability to hide themselves or to mask, you know, their movements through the atmosphere, that they occasionally might make a mistake, and people do get a good picture every once in a while.
Okay, the one picture I got is because I had that telepathic thing that said, all right, we're outside, and I'm going out, and I go out, and I look. And so I spent about 45 minutes out there seeing nothing. Butterflies, clouds, trees, all right. And my husband comes home and says, did you see that thing over the house? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, it's really neat. There's like a, there's over, just go out and look. So I get the camera because I know I already had this, you know, this little prompt to do this. And I go out and take a picture. It looks like a teeny tiny itty bitty point speck of light. But I did post the picture on because I thought, well, this is not worth reporting to MUFON because there's nothing there. But there is a little tiny thing. And the thing that I thought was interesting was I had already had a prompt to take a picture and that there was something there. And then I didn't see anything. So I blew it off. And then he comes home without having any conversation with me and says, did you see that thing over the house? Directly above, you know, like the little peak on the roof above the house. And there's this little, it looked like a star. It's about sunset. So what I have heard about that is the reflection from the setting sun or whatever can help illuminate things that we might not see otherwise. And it was in the perfect position to be captured or, you know, photographed. In the meantime, though, it wasn't supposed to be there because the stars weren't supposed to be up that time of day.
Yes, that's true. If you still have that picture, I do urge you, please do submit it and please report it to us, and we'll have somebody take a good look at it, and hopefully we can determine what it is. And
what
if it is something completely unknown, then we'll let you know one way or the other.
It's so tiny, and I mean, you can see that it's there, and I point to it on the little post that I did on one of my blog posts. That's where it is, but I can submit it. It's just that I think it's just going to be a bunch of little pixels, you know.
Hold on.
We got to take a break. Okay.
Okay.
I know you're going to say something about pixels.
No problem. Go ahead.
We're talking with Stan Seba. Okay, I need more coffee. That's obvious. And the Kansas MUFON. And if you've had a sighting, maybe this will help you feel a little bit more empowered to pick up the phone, make a call. If you got a photo, yeah, they can analyze it. And see, even I know I can do this, but it's like, yeah, I want them to have good information. But the little thing I saw that was lighted with red and green lights absolutely blew my mind. So that's why I'm interested in this stuff, too. We'll find out more coming up next. More UFOs and maybe a ghost or two. Wendy's Coffee House. Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
he's looking at you, kid.
Give a gift that helps feed a city.
The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, The Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree.
CBS News Update. Hillary Clinton knows the FBI is going to look at emails belonging to her close advisor, Huma Abedin.
I look forward to moving forward to focus on the important challenges facing the American people.
This review will not be finished before Election Day, November 8th. CBS's Paula Reed says for the Clinton campaign,
really the best case scenario here is that these are copies of things that the FBI and or the State Department already had in their possession and that they do not contain classified information. At this point, sources tell us that Hillary Clinton is not implicated in any of these emails, that she did not send them. So there's no right now direct connection to Hillary Clinton.
Steve Chigueras is CBS News senior political editor. Come Election Day,
forget what happens at the top of the ticket. If voters go in and hold their nose and vote for Hillary Clinton and then say, we don't want a Democratic Senate or Democratic House, so we're going to vote for a Republican to the Senate, that has Republicans down ballot sort of salivating at this development.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Our forecast tonight, out the door in the morning, chilly, mid to upper 40s to start the day with a few spots of fog possible. Otherwise, sunshine to look forward to in the day afternoon. Just a very light south breeze and a high in the upper 60s. I'm KCTV5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Uchan.
Do you believe in ghosts? Join us for spooky tales and celebrated haunts in Weston. Main Street Galleria hosts three nights of spooky fun and a haunted history lesson with Weston's most famous phantoms. Enjoy dining with ghosts, followed by a walking tour of the most active paranormal hotspots. You might even snap your own orb selfie. One of the most haunted towns in Missouri. You'll never walk alone in Weston. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and reservations. Book early.
Goats may have discovered its magical benefits first, but we humans got on quick. Imported directly from the source, Revo Cup boasts authentic Ethiopian coffee beans hand-picked and naturally dried by the sun. Single-origin coffee beans gathered by Ethiopian families, expertly ground and brewed at Revo Cup. Isn't it time you experienced coffee as it was originally intended? Visit Revo Cup at College in Quivira and Revo Cup South 135th in Quivira.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Yo!
Ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
We don't know what's happening.
No limit to it.
Maybe somebody does.
Wendy's Coffee House. Happy Halloween. All sorts of stuff going on. The cool thing, the reason I bring the ghost stuff up is because some of the paranormal stuff that accompanies UFO sightings are just now beginning to connect the dots. That it isn't just a UFO or it isn't just a paranormal. It might be a little bit of both in some instances. And I think that's fascinating. Stan Seba, MUFON Chapter of Kansas State Director, Chief Investigator, Star Team Member, Certified Field Investigator, said if you have taken your own photo or if you had a sighting yourself, please report it because they might be able to, you know, validate it for you. Stan, you know, some of this stuff, I think, and I cut you off there when we were talking about the pixels. My husband reminded me that thing was in the sky half an hour. It stayed above the house for half an hour, at least from the time that he told me about it. So I could go in and, you know, figure out how to get the camera to actually take a picture of it because it wasn't cooperating and finally got one. But the photos and stuff, do you have some outstanding information, you know, concrete photos and stuff from Kansas sightings?
Well, the closest I can say to concrete, and yes, we do have a few, the photo analysts that have looked at these photos were unable to find any kind of explanation for the objects, and I'll be happy to email a couple of those to you.
Okay.
When that happens, the only thing that we can come up with as an explanation is that it is an unknown object. And what we mean by unknown is there is no known explanation, natural phenomenon or man-made phenomenon. Again, these objects, some of them could very possibly be undisclosed government experiments, experimental aircraft from other corporations. Of course, we do have Boeing out in the western part of the state. And if they're testing a new kind of vehicle, if they're trying for some type of government contract with the military, again, these could be things that are undisclosed or unknown top secret projects by definition. And that's why we try to explain to people the object that you took, as far as we can determine, is unknown. And it's not saying that it is visitors from another another place in the universe or visitors from another dimension per se, but it is unknown. And if more data becomes available in the future, we may be able to determine what it is. One prime example is that in Kansas City and in the greater metropolitan area, at times when they're flying the B-2 stealth bombers out of Whiteman Air Force Base, if they fly over a populated area, they do, according to FAA regulations and military regulations, flying over civilian areas, have to have their running lights on, basically, or their landing lights on, depending upon the altitudes that they're flying. So there are times when we've had reports of people seeing a boomerang-shaped or a triangular-shaped object when it turns out to be, you know, a B-2 bomber, either flying a training mission or possibly flying a mission. So we do have some information of some military aircraft that do operate in our area that can be misidentified. And even when people misidentify aircraft or military aircraft, you know, I always try to send them some type of message that, you know, please keep watching the skies. You know, misidentification of certain aircraft is a common thing within MUFON. And, you know, we're glad to know that people are watching the skies. And when they do see these things, I mean, when I've seen B-2 bombers in flight, I'm always impressed, whether it's during daylight hours or nighttime hours. They are an amazing airplane. They're marvels of engineering. And the engineering that the military puts in the thought for their missions, of course, can be misconstrued, again, for UFOs. But going back to your point about the pixels, the technology with the photo analysis in modern times is absolutely amazing. And especially if something is in a stationary place for a long period of time, and as you said, a half hour, possibly longer, then there may be some evidence that can be gleaned from doing a very thorough photo analysis of the object that you took a picture of.
And if I'll get it to you because I'm curious. Okay.
Yeah. One thing I do want to point out with MUFON specifically, we have two mission goals. MUFON's first mission is to promote and to investigate UFO sightings and related sightings with scientific method, and that's something that our current executive director Jan Harzen is striving for, and we are working for. We are stepping up the bar so to speak, for our field investigators in order to submit information that can be reviewed by scientists so that if they see something that's that is of interest, we can go back to the witness and get more information. The second MUFON mission is to educate the public, and that's what we do with our meetings, the websites, the TV shows, everything. And that's sort of one of the reasons why I definitely wanted to do the interview with you today. But as you were saying, I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, no. I want your information. I also want to know, what is the most outstanding, amazing, unexplainable sighting that Kansas has to date?
There was a gentleman in Oak Hill, Kansas, who took a picture. He was using a specific kind of application for his smartphone. And this application, I'm probably going to misname it, but it was designed to take pictures of lightning strikes in thunderstorms. And this application would basically take over the microprocessor for the camera in his smartphone and would take a picture in quite literally about 1/700th of a second. And these are very high-definition quality pictures taken at a very fast shutter speed. He captured an object during a lightning storm that Dr. Bruce McAbee was unable to determine what it was. But Dr. McAbee was able to determine that it was a manufactured object. How it was manufactured, we don't know. It was a solid object. And the fact that it only appeared in one of a series of pictures that this gentleman's phone app was taking at the time, it was something moving at an extremely fast speed. The closest we could come to even determining a speed is something in excess of 1,100 miles per hour. Wow. And, I mean, it could have been going faster. We don't know. The only thing we were able to determine through this photograph was that it was moving at an extremely high speed. Now, the amazing thing is, with this application, even though when you blow up the picture, it does become pixelated, at a specific magnification of the picture this gentleman took, you're able to see the object clearly. And with the application that he was using, with the smartphone that he had that he was using to capture pictures of a lightning strike, we were able to get a very clear picture. I'll be happy to send you via email a copy of this picture that I'm speaking about. We have permission from the photographer of this picture to go ahead and submit it and allow people to see it publicly. We even had an entire meeting, 2 hours, where we were just going over a presentation discussing this particular case. I was very fortunate, and Kansas MUFON is very fortunate because we have several investigators who are really detail-oriented, and they like to get to the facts. They will leave no stone unturned, and sometimes we've been accused of putting too much information in our reports, but it's our belief as a consensus that any information that we put into our report may be important at a future date. Mm-hmm. Just like I was saying about, you know, people who misidentify things or people who see things and we don't know what it is, if it's classified as an unknown object, there may be an investigator at a future date who has more information, who's able to look back at our cases and to make a determination at that future date and then help solve this mystery of the UFO phenomenon.
Well, the cool thing about that,
sorry.
Well, in terms of some of your sightings that are military, it could also be that if you're going back and somebody else reports a UFO and it's like, well, the military was activated because of this particular sighting. I mean, you can connect dots later that you don't have all the info at the time.
Correct.
And I interrupted. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there have been many instances within the Kansas City area in general, both Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, where witnesses have seen UFOs and then suddenly the UFO darts away, whether it's a saucer-shaped object or a triangular-shaped object or, you know, a light in the sky. And then the next thing they know, they hear this roaring sound. They look over their shoulder, and they see a military aircraft in pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in our media, and there are many times when we've tried to contact military installations when no one will admit to such a thing. But when you have more than one witness of a sighting, and they're describing, you know, military aircraft that come in with afterburners moving as fast as they can, and when an aircraft flies overhead at a low altitude, and I'm saying anywhere under 5,000 feet with afterburners on, especially at night, it creates a spectacular light show, to say the least, and it is extremely loud.
Yep, yep, and the UFOs aren't. Hold on, we got to take a break. Stan Seba is my guest from Kansas MUFON. We're going to come back and ask another question about internet thing on Delphos, Kansas. I want to know if that's legit, and we'll find out more about that. Again, talking UFOs and a little paranormal thrown in on the side on Wendy's Coffee House.
Furry friend, find your Halloween stash. Get him to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Chocolate can be fatal to dogs, so get your furry checked out immediately if he's gotten into your goodies. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Listen to me. Just shut off your computer game, shut your TV off, and get to the edge of hell and give yourself a real adrenaline rush. Wait, these people did. Let's see how they liked it. How do you feel right now?
It was great, man. What a rush.
Very, very, very scary.
Don't try it.
Head spinning.
I'm scared.
I was horrified. Oh, my God, it was so scary.
No, I don't want to be in the back.
I was scared the whole time.
She just kept screaming in my ear. I was like, oh, man.
There's some freaky stuff in there, man.
I'm still shaking, so that might tell you a little.
Oh, my God.
I can't breathe.
She was like, ah!
My stomach's still a little weird feeling.
I mean, how do you feel?
My heart feels like it's coming out of my chest.
Like I'm not going to survive.
It's crazy.
My heart was beating real fast.
I'm hot. I'm sweating.
Take my advice. It's the most fun you'll ever have, scaring yourself to death. Make your heart pound. You're going to leave exhilarated. It's the edge of hell under the 12th Street Bridge.
Go to kcbeast.com or edgeofhell.com for tickets and calendar.
Stressed out and need a little bit of a timeout? You've heard me talk about floating KC before, but I want to give you some more details. If you're thinking it might be a little tank and you're worried about being claustrophobic, no, that isn't the way this works. These are float rooms, zero gravity float rooms. You can check it out. They're in Waldo in Kansas City, and find out more at floatingkc.com. Overstressed, need a little extra TLC, relaxation, no interruptions, no sounds, completely, totally stress-free. Try Floating KC.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
is looking at you, kid.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday mornings on Talk Radio KCMO. Shows in the archives now include Doug Hayes. He survived an incredible accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. He survived, recovered full mobility, and an ability to heal. Jeffrey Mishloff, the PK man. Ted Owens is deceased, but the legacy he left behind is incredible. Did he have extraordinary PK powers? The PK man. Ted Owens, Jeffrey Mishloff, that show also in the archives. Check them out at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Monday morning on the show, kids in the metro are doing their own orthodontia and messing up their teeth. Wish my son would have done that. It would have saved me a lot of money. We'll see you 6 to 10 Monday morning on KCMO.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
been there.
He did the monster mash.
Get your dancing shoes on. Wendy's Coffee House. If you missed the show and want more information or details, get on the blog site, wendyscoffeehouse.com. And when Stan sends me these pictures, I'll post those. Maybe not immediately, but I will post them, okay? Give me a little time to get my thoughts together and all that. But the question I had about Delphos, Kansas, are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I am.
Is that something that's legit? Is that, what do we know about it?
The best that I can determine is that it is legitimate. Of course, it was investigated by the late Dr. J. Allen Hynek. And Dr. Hynek was a person who started out originally employed by the government as a debunker for Project Blue Book. But as he started to look at the evidence and, again, applying scientific method, he came to the realization that there is something going on that we don't know what it is. Again, going back to that definition of unknown objects, there were things that he saw evidence that pointed to specifically something that is beyond the realm of modern technology at the time that was either visiting us or traveling through another dimension, so to speak, and apparently looking at us. Again, I think that the objects that do come through whatever intelligence that control them, that the entities in charge, so to speak, of the UFOs that do reach us, they are basically scientists. They're trying to find out about us, just as we would explore the moon or hopefully in the near future the planet Mars, to learn what they can. Concerning the Delphos case, many people can read the literature. There were some folks that owned some farmland there, and they saw an object that apparently landed or at least came close enough to the ground to leave physical trace evidence. And the properties of what happened to the ground are really amazing, especially when one of the owners of the property touched the ground that was affected by the UFO that they had seen in that incident. Her arm went numb. And there have been many people who've done many scientific studies, which, again, this information is available on the Internet. Just do a Google search for the Delphos UFO event in Delphos, Kansas. I've been trying to reach out recently to one of the investigators with J. Allen Hynek, a gentleman who lives in Missouri by the name of Ted Phillips. Unfortunately, Mr. Phillips is getting older in years, and he does have some health problems. So at the moment, I'm still trying to contact him or somebody who has access to his archives. And, I mean, I've come across people here in Kansas that they were around when that event happened. And they did see the marks on the ground that were left by this UFO in Delphos, Kansas. And they have attested to me that what their neighbors experienced was true and valid. So in my mind, that is definitely a case that happened. It was an event that happened. I do not doubt the reports. Again, it was a wonderful study in scientific methodology in a UFO report investigation. Again, some of the witnesses that I've spoken to concerning that particular case, they are very credible people. Many of them do work in the law enforcement sector, and they don't mince words. They tell the truth, and I am convinced that that event did happen, and it was a factual event.
I like it because there's so many aspects of it that give you something to work with instead of just, you know, like mine, I saw it and it was gone. There's a residual, and not only that, you have other witnesses who can corroborate it.
Correct, and that's exactly what happened with the Delphos, Kansas event. Again, you know, when we do come across physical evidence, I mean, we do have procedures that we follow for gathering this evidence. We have taken classes. Many of the people within MUFON are law enforcement, retired law enforcement individuals, and we do take very careful care of any evidence that we gather. We follow the set specific procedures for gathering evidence. And again, the material that was recovered from the Delphos, where Delphos incident, where this object did land, it's had some amazing properties. I mean, for example, this soil will not absorb water. That is one of the amazing things. And for soil not to absorb water, to repel water, is a rather amazing find.
Wow.
It has to go through an incredible chemical process in order for this to happen.
Yeah, it's like Eddie Bauer proof.
Exactly.
Oh, Stan, hold on. I really, we're going to run out of time, but I want to ask you, what got you started? Was there a sighting that tripped this for you?
I have had various sightings throughout my life, but I do have to point out that the encouragement from my parents and my mother, who prior to her passing away, she started to open up about experiences that she had throughout her life. And I mean, even to the moment where right before she passed away, she wanted me to continue my work with MUFON, and that's one of my chief motivations. I've been interested in the subject since I could comprehend what UFOs were. I mean, when I was 4 years old, my parents were reading stories in newspapers about strange things in the skies that always grabbed my attention. And since we're about to run out of time, I do want to throw out a couple of shout-outs, if I may.
Yeah.
I do want to thank all the field investigators, especially Mike McCord, Larry Jordan, because their attention to detail, it is paramount to our mission with MUFON and here in Kansas. I do want to say thank you to my assistant state director, Nancy D'Souza. Without her help, we wouldn't be able to put on meetings. As for meeting information, if people are interested, they can reach us on the website at MUFONKansas, all one word, .org. And we do post our meeting information. Unfortunately, like you, we may be a little bit slow, but we try to get the meeting information out a week ahead of time.
Yay.
I also do want to send another shout out to Ms. Heather Peters. She is a UFO enthusiast that I've been talking to recently out of Edwardsville, Kansas. And I do want to thank everybody. Again, another person, Susan James of Topeka, Kansas, who's been one of our benefactors with our chapter here with MUFON here in Kansas. Without her help, we wouldn't be able to put our meetings, and she has been really great. She's a wonderful enthusiast, and I thank all these people.
Hey, Stan.
I also thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, sure. I appreciate your time. And for anyone who is listening now, I'm going to post some of this stuff on wendyscoffeehouse.com, so we'll get the details and stuff like that, the contact information there as well. But the one thing that you do have going for you is that you're in the Midwest, in the land of Oz. Anything is possible here.
That's absolutely right. And again, I thank you for the opportunity. And if you ever need another guest in the future, I'll be more than happy to come back.
Absolutely. I'm going to send you my photo, too. All right, we got to get out of here. Time to go. Trick or treat weekend. Stay safe. Glow before you go. You know, wear reflective clothing. All right. Not that you're going to get picked up by anybody. UFO type picked up. Have a great weekend. Stay curious. Till next time. Remember, it's always better with coffee. See ya.